stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned, unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, Savior's love for me. When with the ransomed in glory, his face I at last shall love for me. Oh, how marvelous, oh, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. Oh, how marvelous, how
so happy as I travel on the right road to glory land, and I'm living so my life for Jesus will shine. I'm rejoicing as I'm singing, traveling with that angel band. There's no sorrow in my heart, for Jesus is mine.
Shouting and praising, voices are raising, glory divine.
Telling the story, Jesus is mine.
Headed for heaven, sins are forgiven.
I shall not repine.
There's so much gladness and no more sadness. Glory,
let's up on our shine.
Singing and shouting, there's no more doubting. Love is so divine.
Marching with the winners, calling with the sinners. Jesus is mine. And I have been given treasures in heaven. I shall not repine.
I'm going happy and knowing Jesus is mine. Someday my labors will be over, and I will reach that happy land, where with friends and loved ones I'll man I will dine. I will forget my earthly trials as I join in that happy band, singing and shouting on that shore, for Jesus is mine.
Shouting and praising, voices are raising, glory divine.
Overflowing
going to glory, telling the story, Jesus is mine.
Shouting, there's no more doubting. Love so divine.
Marching with the winners, calling with the sinners. Jesus is mine.
I was so sure of myself, I would not ask for help. Then one day I woke up, saw what a mess I'd made. Yet I felt no need for God, filled with pride was I. But praise God, He touched me, heard my despairing cry. Just in time I found the answer.
Singing Americans in Chicago tonight. I tell you, it's been great being here at Channel 38 for a couple of days. Some wonderful people, and we're having a wonderful time tonight. I want to let you know who the guys are throughout the concert tonight. I want to start with this bass singer. We believe one of the finest bass singers in gospel music today. He's been with the Singing Americans organization for 5 years, and I want you to make him welcome in Chicago tonight, Mr. Larry Stewart. Here's a brand new song written in the old singing convention style, When He Comes For Me.
Jesus is the man who walked by the sea, and He's the one who died for you and me. It won't be long till He'll be coming back. You better get to riding on the glory track. Set your eyes a looking up the heavenly way. He could be coming any day.
He's my friend's boy. He's coming for me. He is coming by the way. I've been living a life of my life.
To Him we come today. Out of troubles away.
He's coming.
Yes, my Lord is coming for me.
He is coming by the way.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When He comes for me.
Don't you want to come and go along up to heaven where we'll sing a new song, where we'll never have a trouble or care. No need to worry, Jesus will be there. It'll be the day of the rising sun. Hallelujah to the chosen one.
Well, He's
yes,
come
for me. Yes, come for me.
He is coming.
Yes.
He is coming.
He is coming.
He is coming.
Thank you very much. Are you glad to see Tom Cruise with the Singing Americans in Chicago tonight? Well, everybody says that he looks like Tom, but I personally don't believe Tom ever looked that good. And certainly can't sing like this young man. He's from Riddle, North Carolina. A fine young man, a great lead singer. You're going to enjoy him tonight. Will you welcome to Chicago, Mr. Dale Forbes? This next one is our baby. He's just 12 years old. And he's just as good and innocent as he looks like he is. Randy. I've only been angry with him one time since I've been here. If you can believe it, he drives the bus sometimes. We got a cushion about this high, which enables him to see through the steering wheel. And I'll have to be honest with you, it's hard at my age for me to sleep on that big bus.
At his age, it's hard to do anything.
We're going to go to Fort Worth, Texas now from Maiden, North Carolina. I want you to imagine this. 20 hours, he starts out driving. I get in my bunk. I get comfortable, almost asleep, and we take off on the trip. Just about the time I get asleep, the bus stops. I roll over and adjust, try to get asleep again, then the bus takes off. 9 times that night. 2:00 in the morning, I'm real angry. Get up, put my clothes on, go up front to see what's going on. And I'll have to admit to you, I was ashamed of myself when I found out what had been going on, that I'd gotten angry at the young man. Because what he had done, he'd seen the sign, clean restrooms ahead on the interstates, and he'd stopped and cleaned 9 of those things before he knew what was going on. But he's a great young man. We believe one of the finest tenor singers you'll ever hear. And I want you to welcome him from Goldsboro, North Carolina, Mr. David Sutton. We're singing a brand new song, and we want to sing it for you tonight in Chicago. And when I think about this song, I'm reminded that the fountain that was filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins is still as full tonight as it ever was. Though millions of people have applied the blood to their lives, there's still an ample supply for you and for me and for all those that come after us until God chooses to close this phase of history. I want you to listen to the words of this song as we sing, "The Blood Still Flows." For a moment, would you go with me on a journey back in time? See that man being beaten. I wonder what's going through his mind. That day his blood washed away every sin that had ever been committed by any man. And as the blood fell from his hands, it was the blood of God's spotless Lamb. And the blood still flows right to your sin. It doesn't matter how far or where you've been. The blood can reach you and it can meet you, even though your life's come to an end. And the blood still flows, it can make recipient. I've been redeemed by this covenant, and I know the blood still flows.
Now let's go a little further to a man down on his knees. His life is battered, his dreams are shattered. That man is me. That day his blood washed away every sin.
It doesn't matter how far or where you've been.
The blood can meet you, and it can meet you, even though your life's come to an end.
And the blood still flows, it can make you whole. I am a witness. I've been redeemed by this covenant, and I know the blood still flows.
There is a fountain filled with blood.
I am a witness, a recipient.
Still flow.
I have left the land of bondage with this earthly treasure. I journey to a place where there is love on every hand. I've exchanged the land of heartache for a land of pleasure. I'm camping in Canaan.
My journey's ended in a place so lovely and so grand, where I've been led by my Jesus to that blessed land of story. And I'm happy in Canaan's happy land. Well,
every day I'm camping in the land of Canaan, and with rapture I survey.
Camping in Canaan's Land, one of the great old gospel songs. Well, I want to introduce our band to you. We feel like that we have some of the best musicians that gospel music has to offer. And I want to let you know who they are and where they're from. And I want to begin over here with the young man at the keyboard. Stand up, son.
I'm standing.
Well, he's from way down in Crossville, Alabama. Any of you folks from Chicago know where Alabama is? Well, tonight we understand that it's under snow. But genuinely, it's out in the country. He's a country boy, and you mamas would love him. Because every week, come what may, he calls home to check on his mama. He called this morning find out about that blizzard they're having down there. And when he came back to the bus, he had tears in his eyes. Well, I thought something was wrong. And I said, son, what's the matter? He said, well, buddy, I nothing wrong. I'm happy. I said, well, what, you know, what's the deal? He said, well, Daddy's just been going over our income tax. And everything went so well financially in 1992 that for the first time in our lives, he's going to carpet Mama's bathroom. Now, you folks can't understand that unless you're from the country. Then he began to cry. And he said, buddy, Daddy said if things go as well this spring as they did last year, he's going to run Mama's carpet all the way to the house. So you can see why he's so happy tonight. One of the finest keyboard men that you'll ever hear. And I want you to welcome him to Chicago, Mr. Randy Matthews. The young man way back there on the bass guitar is from Lakeview, Georgia, which is a suburb of Chattanooga, Tennessee. You're going to enjoy him tonight. He's going to be doing some good picking, going to do a little singing. And I want you to welcome him to Chicago, Mr. Taylor Barnes. And then back here on the drums, a young man from Asheville, North Carolina. We're proud tonight to be associated with the Horizon Group. They're the ones who handle all of our tapes and CDs. And he's with that organization, one of the engineers. And we have the privilege of having him on many of our projects, just like tonight. And you're going to enjoy him tonight, a talented young man, Mr. Rory Rigdon. Welcome him to Chicago tonight. I think right now would be a good time to feature this band. Would you like to hear him play an instrumental? All right. Let me see if I can get out from these wires here. Now, you've already heard Little David on the harmonica, so he's going to join them, and they're going to play one of the old great gospel favorites, I've Got That Old-Time Religion.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Almighty, He's a great and wonderful King. Blessed be the lovely name of our Savior, He's the Lord of everything.
He's the great I Am, He's God in man, what a wonderful mystery.
He's Jesus Christ, and He's everything to me.
cold when he came and took me in. He put a mighty sweet spirit of love in my heart where a mighty bitter one had been. I can't understand how the Most High God could love a lowly soul like mine. But I'm so glad he did, because I'm living each day in his love divine.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Almighty, he's a great and wonderful King. Blessed be the lovely name of our Savior, he's the Lord of everything.
He's the great I Am, he's God in man, what a wonderful mystery.
He's Jesus Christ and he's everything to me.
Jesus put a wonderful spirit of love in my heart for all mankind. I can cast all my troubles and care on him, and he gives me a peace of mind. He's the vine, I'm the branch, I'm abiding in him, and his words abide in me. I can ask anything in his will, and my Lord will do it for me.
Blessed be the name of the Lord Almighty, he's a great and wonderful King. Blessed be the lovely name of our Savior, he's the Lord of everything.
He's the great I Am, he's God in man, what a wonderful mystery.
He's Jesus Christ and he is everything to me. Yes, he's Jesus Christ and he is everything to me.
That's a little different type song. Now, what was this guy wanting, Larry?
He's wanting to sing.
Oh, good. Lord, y'all don't want to hear this piano player try and sing, do you? Huh? Oh, mercy. Well, you know, there's nothing worse than me laying in my bunk. These guys think I'm asleep. And I hear them talking. How good it'd be if they didn't have to have somebody old with them. They'd look better, have more energy on stage. Kind of makes me feel bad. I've been kind of looking for a philosophy about getting older, and I found it the other day, and I think you'll appreciate this. I've grown accustomed to my trifocals. My new teeth fit just fine. I can cope with my arthritis, but Lord, I miss my mind. And you'd miss yours, too, if you had to travel with this bunch of youngins. You know, on that big bus out there, it looks big to some of you who've never been on one. But I won't tell you, no matter how big it looks, it gets real small with six or seven of you on that thing. There's only two things to do on a bus, and that's go to the back of the bus and then get ready to go to the front of the bus. So you got to do everything you can to keep the peace. So I've had to let them start singing a song without me. And I want you to see what you think about it tonight. You don't have to smile or clap or anything. You can just pray silently for them. But they're going to do an old spiritual for you called Swing Down, Chariot.
Check.
Check again.
Check.
One more time.
Cash.
We ready.
Swing down.
Down.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord. Come and easy. I've got a home on the other side. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
swing down chariot,
swing down,
swing down chariot,
swing down,
swing down chariot,
swing down,
swing down chariot.
Well, Ezekiel went down in the middle of the field.
He saw an angel working on the chariot wheel.
He wasn't so content about the chariot's wheel.
He just wanted to see how the chariot would feel.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride. Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Swing down chariot,
swing down,
swing down chariot,
swing down,
swing down chariot,
swing down,
swing down chariot.
Well, Ezekiel went down and he got on board.
Swing down, swing down, bumping on down the road.
He wasn't so particular about the bumping on the road. He just wanted to lay down his heavy load.
Why don't you swing?
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Swing down chariot, stop and let me ride.
Rock me, Lord, calm and easy. I've got a home on the other side.
Well, thank you so much for your pity tonight. I'll have to admit, though, they done good. People like that, so I don't mind y'all doing one, but don't hurt the old man's feelings too bad. We want to sing a song for you right now that's kind of African-American origin, and I believe you'll like it. It's kind of spiritual, kind of a blues type thing.
He said African-American origin. You got to put some swing in that thing. Put some beat in, some feeling. Come on. Try it again.
Yeah, now we're talking. Yeah.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I thank you,
Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
You've been my father.
Oh, yes.
You've been my mother.
Oh, yes.
You've been my sister,
my brother too. Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
You've been my preacher.
Oh, yes.
You've been my teacher.
Oh, yes.
You've been my
deacon, my friend in need. Well, you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way, a mighty long way.
I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord.
Well,
you brought me, yes, you brought me from a mighty long way, a mighty long way.
I guess you can tell I don't have much rhythm, huh? Well, that's all right. I want to take just a minute and introduce the old man of the group. Elderly, I'm sorry. Mr. Come right up front, please. When I joined the Singing Americans, there was nothing but young people in our group. And I enjoyed that very much. Up until about a year ago, that changed. And believe me, I don't have anything against old people. Elderly people, I'm sorry. It's just that when I get up in the morning, the last thing I want to see is a glass sitting up on the shelf with somebody's teeth in it. You know, and I woke up this morning, I was getting ready to get off the bus, and I walked up toward the front, and there sat them teeth. That wasn't the bad part. I spoke, and they spoke back. But I want you to make welcome one of the finest baritone singers in gospel music, Mr. Buddy Burton, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much. You can tell we have a good time, and it's a privilege for us to be able to sing the gospel. And I like singing gospel music because it's a happy music. And it's a music that has the message that's the only hope for our United States of America and for this whole world tonight. And I'm thankful tonight that when I sing about our Jesus and about heaven and about the blood, that it's not something that I hope is there or something that I wish were there, but it's something that I know is there. And that we have an experience as Christians that's something we can know that we know that we know. I feel sorry for a lot of people today who are members of organizations. Bless their hearts, they'll come and try and get you and I to believe what they believe, and they don't even know if they're going to be in that number when the saints go marching in. But I'm thankful tonight that as Christians we can have an assurance that the world cannot give us and the world can't take away. Dale's going to come right now and sing one of the great hymns of the church, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation.
Me too.
I'm a purchase of God. I'm filled with His Spirit, and one day I was washed in His blood, and this is my soul.
How about it? for Dale Forbes. Good singing, son. What a message. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. You know, I read all the periodicals and the magazines and the Christian community and find that today we have more help for the Christian family than has ever been in history. I believe there's more teaching, more tapes available, more seminars, more counseling available for the home than there's ever been. And God knows we need it when one out of every two marriages, they tell us, end in divorce. Because folks, you know, the church is nothing more than an extension of my family and yours. And I'm thankful tonight for a Christian family. I'm thankful tonight for a godly mom and dad who brought me up according to the Word of God, who taught me what was right from what was wrong, who didn't spare the rod, because God knows if my dad hadn't whipped me and dealt with me when I was growing up, no telling where I'd be today. But they had enough faith to believe the Bible when it said, if you'll bring up a child and you'll teach him the things of God when he's young, that even when he's old, he won't depart from it. My dad's in glory tonight, but my little mama's down in Clearwater, Florida, and I love to see her every chance I get. Our tenor singer was riding home to Goldsboro, North Carolina, about 3 or 4 months ago, and a news broadcast told about a young man whose family had to kick out of the home because he was so rebellious, and the kid had nowhere to go. Nobody wanted to take him in because he was so mean. And David, upon hearing that, began to think how grateful he was for his mom and dad, who'd prayed for him, brought him up in the church, supported him in gospel singing. And as he thought about how thankful he was, some words began to come to his mind, and he wrote a song about the Christian family. And if you're here tonight and you're privileged to have your family sitting with you, I wish you'd join hands right now when we sing this song. If you have a loved one like I do that's gone on to be with the Lord, think about the reunion you're going to have one of these days when we all get to heaven. And listen as this young man comes and sings a beautiful song with a tremendous message about the Christian family. Sing it, son.
I remember as a young boy the trials I had in me. I'd go to mom and daddy. They'd say, son, go to your knees. It was hard to understand it, but I'd do it anyway. And the pain I held within me, it would all be washed away. Now I'm getting a little older, and I'm starting to understand. This world is full of trouble, but it's all in God's great plan. So we have to stay strong now in our Christian walk with Him. He will guide us through the valleys and make us whole within. Oh, I'm thankful for a Christian family. Without them in my life, I don't know where I would be. They told me about Jesus, the one who died for me. That's why I'm so thankful for a Christian family. Now I know the day is gonna come. Takes them both from me, but I'll remember the good and bad times that they helped me through my needs. And I'll know they're all there with the Lord, sitting at His royal throne, looking down here upon me, saying, son, you're soon coming home. Oh, Christian family. Oh, I'm thankful.
Are you Jesus.
Yes, they told
the one
me
who died
me.
For me. And that's why I'm so thankful for a Christian family.
Yes, that's why I'm so thankful for a Christian family.
Mr. David Sutton.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you. I'm so thankful tonight. I can't stand here and tell you just how much my family does mean to me. As Buddy told you, I was riding home to Goldsboro one day, and I heard something on the radio about a young man that had been kicked out of his family, and I started thinking to myself how thankful my family should be in my life, because they've always been there for me, no matter where I've been. I'll never forget the night that I made my way to an altar of prayer and I asked Jesus Christ into my life. That night I'll never forget looking up and my mother was kneeling there with her hand on my shoulder and she had tears rolling down her eyes. That meant so much to me that a person cared that much for me. Yes. I knew that night that I had to make things right with Jesus Christ. Not because of what she wanted, but because of what I knew I needed in my heart. Amen. And I'm so thankful that I made a stand for Jesus Christ that night. With all the troubles, all the problems and trials going on in this world, we cannot make it without Jesus Christ in our life. There may be many of you here tonight in this audience that maybe your loved ones, your family has gone on before you. I tell you what, guys, I'd like to sing that third verse again. And as I sing this verse, I want you to picture the day that you stroll on over to heaven. Right. You look over there, and there's mama or there's daddy, grandmama or granddaddy. They say, come on home, son. Come on home, daughter. Then you look a little further. You see Jesus Christ. You run over to him. You bow before him there at his royal throne. And you thank him for what he's done for you in your life. Picture that day as I sing this verse.
Now I know the day is gonna come when he takes them both from me. But I'll remember the good and bad times that they helped me through my needs. And I'll know they're up there with the Lord, sitting at his royal throne, looking down here upon me, saying, son, your son coming home. Yes, that's why I'm so thankful for my Christian family.
Mr. David Sutton. How about it for him tonight?
Put your hands together. Help us out tonight. Yeah.
In this world today, there are many different ways the crowd says we all should live.
That's what
Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lamb.
I'm glad to know I'm one of the Lord's crowd. I know I'm going up
when that trumpet sound.
Praise God. Give us strength if we'll call upon His name. So I'll keep pressing on, for I know my home awaits, and he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I'm glad to know
I'm one of the Lord's crowd.
I know I'm going up
when that trumpet sounds.
Praise God.
The Lord's crown.
I'm glad to know
I'm one of the Lord's crown.
I know I'm going up
when that trumpet sounds.
Praise God, I'm free,
and I know that
I have been washed in the blood.
You'll never let me down.
Lord, I know I'm one of the Lord's crown.
Lord's
tonight. Put your hands together one more time. Listen to this second verse. Like the crowds crying, crucify we to our mock today. But he will give us strength if we'll call upon his name. So I'll keep pressing on, for I know my home awaits. And he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I'm glad to know
praise God, I'm free,
and I know that I have
been washed in the blood.
You'll never let me down.
Praise the Lord, I know I'm one of the Lord's crowd.
The Lord's crowd.
Have you enjoyed the Singing Americans in Chicago, Illinois tonight? How about it?